find me in the silence I'll be breathing. It's the truest true in everything I believe in. Light dances before your eyes, a precious gift to be realized. It leaves you with an indescribable feeling that I'm awake, I'm alive, I am here. As the air moves in and out of me, I can feel it. It's the Buddha, the Mother Mary, and Holy Spirit. It's every book I read, the single thread that gets me clearing out of my head. Ties my body to my soul, and I'm always near it. And I'm awake, I'm alive, I am here. I'm awake, I'm alive, I am here. I have spent enough days just barely breathing. Shallow, hollow, empty, it left me feeling. Disconnected on overdrive, stressed and tempted to throw the ride. Hints of joy, but they were often fleeting. I'm awake, I'm alive, I am here. Every book I read, the single thread that gets me clearing out of my head, ties my body to my soul, and I'm always near it. And I'm awake, I'm alive, I am here.
Welcome to Centers for Spiritual Living, Midtown Atlanta, and far beyond Atlanta, too. I'm Reverend Cynthia McCarthy. I am your guest minister for today. Dr. Bob is off doing really important work with the teen camp for CSL, and they're meeting online and doing everything virtually again. And so we bless him and know he is doing very good work there. So there's a lot going on in the world and in this country these days. And I know I always look forward to our services here because I need a moment with my people. So thank you for choosing to have a moment with us today and for being here. And even if it's your very first time tuning in, I think you're here for a reason, by divine appointment. And I truly hope that you feel welcomed. This is a place where you are loved and accepted and celebrated for who you are, because you are an expression of the divine, and there is nothing you can do to change that. I bless all aspects of this service today, the music, the speakers, the technology, and all of you, knowing that it is all good and it is all God. So let's take a moment to think about what we believe and what we're about and read our Declaration of Principles. Thank you. All right. I believe in one God, one absolute power and first cause to all things. I believe that this power is perfect love, and it creates out of a desire to express love. I believe all thought is creative, and how I choose to think creates my personal experience. I believe in the unity of all life and the immortality of the individual soul forever unfolding. I believe in the eternal goodness, the eternal loving kindness, and the eternal givingness of God to all. And so it is. Well, we know our center has licensed spiritual practitioners who do so much for our community. Did you know that they pray for our center all week long and all month long, and they meet and pray together for our center? They go through years of training, and they understand the value of prayer and spiritual mind treatment. And this is the part of our service where we invite one of our practitioners to share their insight and lead us in a treatment. And I have to say that our schedules rarely make it so that our paths cross. So I'm really excited today to have Doug Moody with us.
Thank you, Reverend Cynthia, and good morning, everyone. It's such a treat to be here this morning with you all. As Reverend Cynthia was saying, my work schedule had a team meeting. I usually am on platform the second Sunday of each month, but a work conflict, and thankfully Judy Ailey could swap places with me. So it allowed me to be here for today's service and to join in with Reverend Cynthia McCarthy, and I'm just thrilled to be here. So carpe diem, what a big week we've got ahead of us. So much going on in our world right now and around us and in our communities. And also just so many events happening this week. Tomorrow, we honor and celebrate the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King. And I found a quote that I felt was very purposeful with today's topic, here and now, which I got really excited about because there's just so much coming together right now. It seems like it's a very pivotal point in time in all of our lives, in our communities, in our states, in our country, in the world. And with this being Martin Luther King Day tomorrow, the quote that I wanted to share is just very short and simple. And Dr. King said, "The time is always right to do what is right." So I just felt that that was very empowering, and very perfectly aligned with everything that we see happening as we celebrate Martin Luther King Day and his legacy tomorrow and honor that. And, you know, just 2 days later, we have a major event in our country with hopefully what will be a very peaceful transition of power and our nation's leadership. I think it's a time that is really calling for our nation to come together. I think it's a time where we are realizing that we need to start acting and behaving and demonstrating that, in fact, we are the United States of America, not the divided states of America. Ernest Holmes, the founder of our teaching, on page 50 of our Science of Mind text, had a beautiful quote where he says, "Here and now, we are surrounded by and immersed in infinite good. How much of this infinite good is ours? All of it. And how much of it may we have to use? As much of it as we can embody." As much of it as we can embody. Not just as much as we can think about it, but as much as it as we can be and express and allow to be expressed through each and every one of us. And when I think of being in the here and now, I'm an animal lover and I love all kinds of animals, but my partner and I, Greg, have a beautiful English Labrador retriever. And if you're not familiar with the Labrador breed, they're kind of everybody's best friend. The strongest muscle in their body is probably their tail muscle, because it always seems to be like wagging nonstop. And they're the type of personality that there's no such thing as a stranger. Everybody is a new best friend. So I love having our dog Wilson and, you know, for us a dog around, because dogs always stay in the here and now. They don't worry about what happened yesterday. You know, they're not freaking out what may or may not happen tomorrow. They're all just about, "Oh my God, you're here, you're home. You know, let's get a treat." I mean, nothing else really matters to them. You know, how about a belly scratch? I mean, it just, it's all about just being in the present. And I love having that grounding and that reminder each and every day when I come home from work, that tail is wagging right at the door. And, you know, it's so I love this talk because it is so very dear that we remember that there is no greater gift than the present, this moment, and what we do with this moment in time that we have right now. And if you maybe need some help with that, we've got some excellent practitioners in our center here that are, you know, at your service. We love everyone, and we are here to help you along your journey. We're not going to, you know, tell you what you need to do or tell you what you need to think. We're going to just ask you and have you pull it all out of yourself as your own beautiful individualized expression of the divine, because that's who and what you are. Sometimes you just maybe need a little help remembering that, and that's what we're here to do. So please feel free to reach out to our wonderful practitioners in the center. We've got some excellent people here who have been involved in this teaching for a very long time. And that being said, I am now going to lead in a opening spiritual mind treatment, or an affirmative prayer. I'm going to ask you to just get comfortable in your chairs or seats wherever you are, and uncross your limbs and your arms, and just take a deep breath and let that out and just be present. Feel that air moving in and out of your body. As Bob Simon said in his song, just know that you're here, you're awake, you're alive. I'm going to ask you to just accept what resonates with you, and whatever doesn't, just let it go. And know this together with me. There's only one infinite power for all good in creation. Right here, right now, and always, operating throughout the universe and operating through me and each present. Every single second, in every moment, in every now, all the time. I can never be separated from it, because it is always within me and each, expressing perfectly and uniquely, just as it should. And I know that when I recognize this power, this infinite wisdom, this truth, and this goodness that is within me and within each, and we let that be expressed in the world, together we make the world a better place. And together, we are all involved in this beautiful process of creation. Today, I claim divine love, divine wisdom, divine courage, divine peace, guiding me and each perfectly and beautifully through a greater, more fuller expression of life each and every second. I recognize the power in this moment, right here, right now, the power of my intention to set forth to create all of the things that I desire and want my life to be. I have that power, and each and every one of you have that same power. No matter what the appearances are surrounding us, whatever challenges we may face, there's always light, and there is always love, and there's always law. And these things guide me and each beautifully towards that perfect expression in our lives. I'm so grateful for this understanding, for this divine wisdom that flows through me and each perfectly and easily and beautiful each and every second of every day. I'm grateful for this center. I'm grateful for our wonderful ministers, for our staff, for Vance, who makes all this wonderful program happen online so that we can all tap into it beautifully from wherever we are in this very moment and relish this beautiful teaching that so wonderfully uplifts and makes our lives so full and enriching. And knowing this, I release my word into the universal law, knowing it is already done. And it is wonderful. And so are you, and so am I. And together we say, and so it is. Thank you. And now for our music selection, we have a wonderful song called Be Here Now by Patricia Mahai. Thank you.
It's like you're in another place. I can see your mind moving faster than a full speed freight train. You got so many plates you're spinning, you're afraid to even let one fall. You don't want to miss a thing, but you're missing what means most of all. Yeah. this moment in time is one of a kind, and it's never coming back around.
Beautiful. I love that song. So, if we were meeting in person and I were giving this talk like where we used to meet, which was in, you know, a big theater, or if we were somewhere else in a room with some sort of stage set up and chairs set up, I could stand before you and be a little dramatic and say, "Where are you?" And I could have a long, drawn out period of silence for you to think about that while I stared at you. Where are you? Well, we'd all have the same answer to that question. We'd all be in the same place, in the same room. Well, we're not doing services in person. We're doing them in the magic place of the internet. So when I ask, "Where are you?" I don't know where you are, right? Most of you, I can't even see. You have your cameras off or you're in Facebook land and I don't even know that you're there. So where are you? I'm in Rome, Georgia, in my dining room. You might be in your house, or in your office, or your living room, or your dining room. You might be in Atlanta, or another city in Georgia, or maybe in Florida. I know we have some people watching from Michigan and Pennsylvania, and there's somebody in Nevada watching. So while it seems like we all would have a different answer to the question, "Where are you?" there really is one answer that is true and accurate for all of us. And that answer is right here. I am here. We are all here. So where is here? What does that even mean to be here? So I was just having this conversation the other day with my youngest. She's a senior in high school. And she's doing school online because of COVID. And her first class every day is Spanish. And that is her only teacher who takes roll the old-fashioned way and goes down the roster every day. And the teacher, you know, calls off their names and they have to unmute their mic and respond aquí or presente for here or present. But what I was explaining to my daughter is, it's more than just saying, "I'm here." It means being out of your bed, preferably out of your pajamas. Yes, the struggle is real. It means being alert, paying attention, ready to learn and engage with your teacher. So it's a little bit more than just here. So what does it mean for us to be here from a New Thought Science of Mind perspective? Some words, you know, immediately come to my mind, like it means to be present, alive, awake, aware, conscious, mindful, receptive to the divine, tuned in to our inherent connection with source. Wherever we are is where here is, and here is where life is. You know, those of you who have been around this center for a while know we like to say all life wants is the opportunity to show up. And you are that opportunity. Life is showing up here as you and me. Now, the other component to this theme today is the idea of time. Now, I'm sure you can guess where I'm headed with this. I feel like the old hippie saying, what is time anyway, man? You know, is time real? There's no such thing as time, you know? And while we might want to laugh and roll our eyes at that, there's an element of truth there. There is no time in the infinite intelligence of spirit. Time is a human construct. I have to share this slide with you. This just was really deep and blew my mind. Here we go. This is a quote by Stuart Wilde. In order for there to be time, there has to be a conscious mind to perceive it. I chose that little girl because she looks like her mind is just getting blown there. Now, if you think about it, if all the humans were gone from Earth and all there was just plants and animals, who's going to ask, what time is it? Or, hey, what's the date today? Nobody, right? I think time zones, you know, illustrate how silly we get with time. I'm in the Eastern time zone, and right now it is 11:30 a.m. My daughter is on the West Coast, and she's watching, and for her, it is 8:30 a.m. So which is it? We're all experiencing this moment together at the same time. It is now. Have you seen that clock you can buy where there's no numbers on it? It's just the word now all the way around it. I always find that amusing. I think we can all agree that it is always now versus it being a time in the past or the future. Now is the only reality. This present moment in the here and now is all we will ever have. So we may want to pay attention to it. Now, the song we just heard reminds us to be here now. Let's just stop for a second and acknowledge this. So close your eyes and put your hand on your heart and take a nice deep breath in. And when you exhale, say, I am here. And do that again and take another deep breath in. And this time when you exhale, say, it is now. We are all of us unified by these two concepts, here and now. But we don't really live in these concepts for very long, do we? If we do at all. Humans are pretty darn caught up in time and calendars and schedules and busyness and focusing on the past and reliving it in our minds or worrying about the future again in our minds. It's not our fault. We are conditioned to live like this. I know Eckhart Tolle has done amazing work helping us make sense of this. I'm sure a lot of you have read his book, The Power of Now. And I was watching one of his talks on YouTube with regard to that book. And he used the example of him preparing to come out on stage for his lecture. And he said, you know, I might be behind the curtain getting ready to walk out on the stage to get to the chair. And I'm looking at the chair. And when I'm walking to the chair, I'm focused on getting there and arriving there. But I'm missing the present moment of the walking. The walking moment is just as important as the arriving moment at our destination. Humans devalue the present moment. He explains that basically humans are doing this all the time. We are always going somewhere in our minds. But whatever we're doing right now is the most valuable moment. because it's the only moment. We believe the next moment is going to be more significant, but the next moment never comes. There's always a next moment on the way. But we're actually in this moment here and now. We don't pay enough attention to that and live there. So besides dogs, you know who's really good at living in the present moment and being in the here and now? Children. Children have no concept of time. That's why you can't take them on a long road trip, because they will drive you crazy with, "Are we there yet?" Telling them verbally that it takes 9.5 hours to drive to grandma's house means nothing. There's a stand-up comedian, Jim Gaffigan, who I love to listen to, and he does this bit about how you can never say the words ice cream to young children, because they hear that and they think that means an instant commitment, you know, and you can't explain it to them. You might say, "Well, daddy was just saying the word ice cream. It doesn't mean that we're having it right now. Do you understand?" Because they will nod at you and look you right in the eye and say, "I'll have chocolate." They are in the now. They are always present in the here and now, especially with their desires. So what happened to all of us adults? We all started out as children. This has to be something that we once knew about, right? It's just buried deep within us and we've forgotten. But this is worth exploring. You know, there's the scripture lesson from the Bible where Jesus says, "Unless we become like little children, we'll never enter the kingdom of heaven." The kingdom of heaven, which he also said is found within. Now, to me, this all feels very interconnected. You know, this childlike receptivity and the idea of going within to the kingdom and living our lives in the present moment, in the here and now. This is where the kingdom of God, the one power of God, is. Now, if this all feels familiar, it's because we teach this in Science of Mind and New Thought. Being present in the here and now is one of the foundational principles of New Thought. Ernest Holmes told us that this is where the magic of prayer happens, where we recognize our mental equivalents. It's where manifestation occurs. It's where healing takes place. He called it the instantaneous now and the ever-present here. This is where our power lies. So you know me, I have to keep it real. This does not come naturally for humans, okay? And I can't speak for all humans, so I'll just speak for myself. It does not come naturally for me to pause throughout my day, to be still, and to just be in the present moment. I need help. I'm always about tips and tricks and tools that will help. So let's do a little awareness check right now to get us even deeper into the here and now. And we're going to use our senses to do this. All you have to do for this is just relax. And right now, look around at what you can see with your eyes. Besides me, as adorable as I am, look away from your screen and look at your surroundings for a moment. Maybe you see your computer or whatever device that you're on. Maybe you see furniture, like a desk or the wall. Maybe you see something outside a window. Maybe there's a person with you. Look at them. What can you see in this moment right here, right now? Now, for the rest of these, you can close your eyes to do them if that's helpful. What do you smell right now. If you do smell something, I hope it's a good smell. Maybe you smell coffee or just clean air. Maybe you had bacon for breakfast. Focus on what you smell right now. Maybe you smell nothing, but you are aware of that. Is there a taste in your mouth right now? Maybe you were having coffee or tea. Maybe you might taste mint from your toothpaste or something you ate this morning. See if you can taste anything. Right where you are, see what you can reach out and touch. What are you sitting on? Is it a soft couch or a hard chair, something in between? Is there a pet nearby you could touch? This is also a great opportunity to take a second and see if you can feel your pulse. Remember that life force energy, very grounding. What can you feel? Now, lastly, in this present moment right now, what can you hear? If you've got headphones in, pop one out. I know that you can hear the sound of my voice, but beyond that, listen. Is the heat running in your home? Can you hear the air blowing through the vents? Is your refrigerator running? I'm not going to do it. Okay, go catch it. Sorry. Can you hear a clock ticking? Are other people in the house making noise you can hear? Maybe noises outside your home that you can hear? Focusing on our hearing brings us to one of the most powerful portals into the here and now, and that is silence. We can't have any sound without silence. Sounds come from the silence, and then they disappear back into the silence. If you think of it, silence, like the one power of spirit, simply is at all times. Here's a quote from Eckhart Tolle from his book, The Power of Now. He said, "The unmanifested is present in this world as silence. This is why it has been said that nothing in the world is so like God as silence. All you have to do is pay attention to it." I loved that. Now, yes, this can mean, you know, meditating for long periods of silence, absolutely. Being still and quiet. But it can also mean just allowing and noticing the gaps between words in conversation and the silent intervals between sentences. I know this is something that I've had to work on as a speaker and as a practitioner, making space for and allowing the gaps of silence. You know, I'm a writer and my tendency is to get some good words out and rush through my spiritual mind treatments, you know. But I've learned that there is value in slowing things down. There is power in that. Because that way I can recognize the silent presence of spirit. Right here and right now is where we can make room for spirit. You know, it reminds me of that joke about, you know, that you'd have like an evangelical or a fundamentalist church and they'd have a dance for the teenagers and they don't want the teenagers to dance too close together. So they would say, "Leave room for the Holy Spirit." I think that's a joke. We can make room for spirit. Observe the silence in your present moment and let it remind you of your power. So, speaking of power, as Doug mentioned, you might have noticed some current events going on. And, you know, this is inauguration week. New president. And as a nation, we are having a peaceful transition of power. And I believe that we have within all of us the power to influence this in a positive way. I think we can use what we talked about here today to do that. I don't know if any of you have read the New York Times bestseller written by Dan Rather called What Unites Us. If you haven't, I highly recommend it. It's an excellent book. And he has a chapter in the book called Steady. And it's about what the word steady means to him. And it starts from back when he was a young boy and he had rheumatic fever. And it almost killed him. It was very serious. And part of the treatment that they had him do included having him lay still as for long periods of time, as still as possible for weeks, so that the disease would not engulf his heart. So you can imagine how hard it would be for an active young boy to do nothing all day but lay perfectly still in bed. So when he would get agitated, his father would come and stand over him and lovingly tell him, "Steady, Danny, steady." So the word steady became a mantra of sorts for Dan Rather. And he tells more stories from his long career in journalism and how he used the word steady. And he goes through all these pieces of history. It's a great chapter and a great story. But steady alludes to this idea of being steady as a country, steady as individuals, steady in the present moment of here and now, especially in moments of chaos, war, instability, and fear. I saw such wonderful metaphysical connections in the way he describes how powerful we are in our ability to be steady, to be calm, and to be fully present. So given the violence and instability and the anxiety that has happened in the past few weeks and months and year, we're really being presented with an opportunity to use our moments in the here and now to be steady and to put our power into practice. So if you would, let's take this into a moment of prayer. So wherever you are, be here in this moment, right now, in this space, at this time. And recognize with me that there is one power, one infinite intelligence, one life. And it is the power behind all things. It is present always, in all ways. This power, this life is present and showing up in me. It is showing up through me, and it is showing up as me, right here and now. I take the opportunity to notice and celebrate this. This infinite intelligence is always peaceful. it creates out of itself. So it creates out of peace and love and harmony. I know these godlike traits of and qualities of spirit are within me, because I am united and one with this power. I can't be separated from it. Right here and right now is where I recognize my unity, and I know that within me is all life, all the power, all the wonder, all the peace of this infinite intelligence. It is mine. I know that where there appears to be a need for harmony and peace, God is showing up not as the need for those things, but as the answer to those things. I am the answer. I am the peace. I know that when I look back at the recent past and I see scenes of chaos and moments of fear, I recognize that those moments are in the past. They are not happening now. They are not my reality. This moment is my reality, here and now. And it is full of compassion and agreement and understanding. So I release those moments of fear from the past. Any anxiety, any concerns and fears that I may have about the future just dissolve away, because they are not my reality. I know thinking thoughts of worry and fear is a misuse of the law. So I allow those false thoughts and fears to dissolve away. This moment, right here and now, is my reality, and it is a beautiful moment full of joy and serenity. I trust in this truth, and I know I always have the power to tune into this moment and this moment and this moment. The power of my word is always available to me. And so I speak my word right here, right now, claiming this great truth for myself, for everyone who hears this, and for the entire nation. And I give great thanks for this moment, accepting and allowing it to unfold perfectly. There is nothing I need to do. I can step out of the way and step in to the knowing that it is done. And if you would join me in affirming this truth by simply saying, "And so it is." Thank you so much for allowing me the opportunity to speak with you. I am so grateful. And I am so grateful to our board of trustees who serve us and meet once a week, taking care of the business of the church. And we have a board member with us, Karen Childs.
Hi, everybody. I'm always amazed, purposefully ad-libbing this moment, because about 3 days ago, I heard an expression, and you may be able to relate to this. Sometimes things just are in your consciousness, and then you hear them spoken, and all of a sudden it resonates with you. A couple of days ago, I heard the expression, "the intention of clarity." And I thought, that is what it's all about. Throughout all the messaging in this teaching, there is a focus on asking for what you want with the belief that you will manifest it That's what we do every day. We make our list and we ask, not so much ask, but give thanks for the goodness that we have and that we want more of. So when I talk to spirit, for example, about perfect health, I am clear and I am faith-filled and I have my mental list and it's tied up in emotion. And I know that I will manifest that. When it comes to the subject though of abundance, I'm not so good at that, because even after all this time and all this good self-talk and all this teaching, I see myself being limited by my own feelings of not deserving and not being worthy. So this particular segment of what I do as a board member is to talk to you about money and getting more of it in your life and sharing it with others, like CSL Midtown, for example. I mean, who wouldn't want to sign up for that, asking folks for money? I mean, come on, it's a great thing. I have decided to be intentionally clear about that. But when I go to think about abundance, I say, well, how much do I want? And what form do I want it in? And I get all tangled up in the minutiae of it, because at some level, what is $1 million? Oh, surely that's not going to manifest in my little life here. But why not? Why don't I just ask for it and know that it'll show up? And even if I choose not to use it for my life, I can do good with it. So why would there be a limitation on that? Why don't I just blow the doors open and say 10 million? Oh, well, that's a limit too. Well, all right, I'll just start there then. Big, big leap for me. But the point of all that is that when you decide to take action on the subject, more abundance accrues to you. So when you take action to donate and share whatever wealth you have, whatever goodness you want with CSL Midtown, for example, you will find that the abundance that you have shared will return to you multiplied abundantly. And it works in my life. It works in everyone's life. But for some reason, we have this thought that when we give, it takes away from us and makes us less than. When we give, we see the bank balance go down. And that's what we focus on. And we say, how much can we give? Oh, maybe no, I might need that extra 50 or whatever it is. But the intention of clarity is to focus on what you want. Decide that you will take action to get it. And all of a sudden, more abundance will show up in your life. I happen to be working on that personally, and my goodness, I speak the truth. And I know that this is the truth in your life too. So Vance, you no doubt have an affirmation of prosperity. Read that with me, please, and say it out loud, you know, proudly say, I live in a universe of abundance. No joke, I do. I look around me and I say, holy cow. Oh, that isn't part of the script. But anyway, as I freely and joyfully give, I join in the divine flow, and all that I share with life returns to me multiplied abundantly. And so it is. So Vance also has a list of what our weeks and our month looks like. And as I always say, I'm not going to read this to you, but I do want to just kind of give you an overarching snapshot here, the message of which will be that Center for Spiritual Living Midtown is available to you, even though you're looking around at your kitchen, your living room, or your bedroom, or wherever you are, and you really can't see it. I want you to feel it. To know that if you need to connect with like-minded people, use this same Zoom link, Tuesdays, 12 to 12:30, And if you've never been, just show up. You're going to find it very, very easy and non-threatening and valuable. So show up with your intention of clarity about what you would like to get, because you have involved yourself in more CSL Midtown sessions. And Wisdom Wednesdays, coming soon, that's this week, and there is no charge for this. Show up with the same Zoom link. And these sessions are about the clarity and the beginnings of this teaching and the basics. It's one thing for you to hear us all talk on Sundays, but unless you really, well, let me not say unless, if you really want a sustainable version of this in your life, you have to understand the basics of it and reinforce it all the time until it becomes your default, your go-to, your automatic. So those are two things that you can do to dip your toe in the water if you're not already involved, and find your good in both of those places. And as Cynthia reminds us so often, to share the Facebook broadcast on your personal page to help share the goodness and the all-encompassing attitude that we have. This reaches everyone. This is about everybody, and everybody is always looking for their own good. So the practitioners, as we have talked about, are excellent, excellent conduits to fulfill those needs that you have. They are non-judgmental. They are the highest, most fertile ground for confidentiality. And you will find that there are like-minded people who are so skilled at sorting through the chaff to find the wheat, you would do yourself a great favor to reach out to one of them if there's something that has just been eluding you in the way of calm and peace. So, Vance, I think that about does it for me. And I wish you all a wonderful Sunday, a wonderful week. Take care of yourselves. You are so worth it. Bye.
Thank you very much, Karen. You always do such a great job. I appreciate you. So thank you for being here. As Doug touched on too, tomorrow is when we celebrate Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And he was truly a man of peace and great spirit. So I wish that you take that with you into your week and certainly into your present moments. So let's join in saying our affirmation of life as we leave here now. I leave this place now knowing something better than I knew before. I go forth into the world with a heart full of love and a mind full of good sense. I look at the world in a greater way, knowing that I have within me everything I need to create the life I desire. I give thanks for this understanding, and I am grateful for the spirit of life that lives through me. And so it is.